Hello and welcome to Malas Noticias, where our news is muy, muy mala. My name is Mala Munoz, and boy, have I got some bad news for you. This just in, hot girl summer transitions into fuckboy fall, as ne'er-do-wells from the depths of hell give us the ick in the pits of our stomach, and misogyny seems to have no rock bottom. In global news, the apocalypse continues according to schedule with a wicked combination of drought, melting ice caps, and NFTs performing at the VMAs. Locally, stoners are joking and toking all over town, and WeHo Halloween is halted for good. Depressed dime pieces are down real bad, but things are starting to look up with the new Wednesday Addams spinoff, giving macabre mommies everywhere something to live for. In other local news, happy belated birthday to your favorite stoner's favorite podcast, Marihuaneta, a podcast for potheads, turns one a little while ago. So why don't you light up and tune in to Marihuaneta, a podcast for potheads, for more stories for stoners. I've been Mala Munoz, and this has been Malas Noticias, where our news is muy, muy mala.
She's a depressed 20-something with a college degree, who copes with life by smoking too much weed, dodging cochinos as she rolls down the street.
Oye, mami, I wanna be your dog.
Aim higher, pendejo.
She's la marihuanera, as seen on IG.
That's me.
Marihuanera.
Well, 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 welcome back to another episode of Marihuaneta, a podcast for potheads. It is I, your host, your creator, Mala Munoz. And I am so excited to chat with you guys this episode because I feel like it's been way too long since you and I have had a one-on-one, a sit-down, a face-to-face, just us, no guests, no outside intruders, just us time. We deserve it. And I'm so thrilled to have remembered that I started this podcast 1 year ago. I put out my trailer in July. I could go look up the exact date, but I don't want to. And so technically the podcast has turned a year old. We have had a 1 year anniversary. I like literally forgot, or else I would have done something. Like I would have turned one of the Jokes and Tokes events into like a birthday party or a 1 year anniversary for the show. But I like literally am so bad with birthdays, like even my own, that it just like literally slipped my mind. In another life, I think I might have been a Mormon, maybe, but you didn't hear it from me. That's just a rumor that we can spread if you feel like it. So to celebrate the belated birthday, 1 year anniversary of Marihuaneta, a podcast for potheads, I have prepared a song. I will be singing to the podcast, Happy Birthday, in the style of Marilyn Monroe when she sang Happy Birthday to JFK all those years ago. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Marihuaneta. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to your favorite potheads' favorite podcast. This is Marihuaneta, a podcast for potheads. Gentle reminder that you can leave me a voice message that just might make it into a future episode of Marihuanera, you just head to our website, locatoraradio.com, leave me a SpeakPipe memo. You can also subscribe to our newsletter, Besitos, while you're at it, for direct communication from us, up-to-the-date events, tickets, episodes, interviews, all that good stuff. And to further celebrate a whole year of podcasting for potheads, I'm going to go ahead and read some reviews off of Apple Podcasts. I love to hear from my listeners. I love to hear from all the marihuaneras lighting up and tuning in from home. And I think it's really cool for y'all to hear each other's thoughts and opinions and stoned idea. Alrighty then, on to these here reviews. You guys are so nice. So here's a good one from Goon Super Joint. Mala is a good girl that is doing a great job. Eres la mejor. You know why I love that review? Because it really just like ignites my praise kink. This is why I podcast, because I love attention and positive affirmation and compliments, and I love to be told that I'm a good girl doing a good job. So thank you, Goon Super Joint. I cannot pronounce the like username of this next person, but this review, she doesn't even go here. I don't even smoke weed. I just come here just to listen to Mala's high thoughts, the lols, the wit, chef's kiss. Thank you. I am witty and I am very funny and I'm very high. So I appreciate that comment. I appreciate that review. Another review that I love from Magali O, the Mota Lifestyle. My pothead heart is very happy to see other marihuaneras being openly public and unapologetic about the Mota lifestyle. Hilarious, Mala is hilarious, and also brings serious topics into the pláticas. Blaze. From Grace, absolute fire. Every episode makes me laugh. Mala is hilarious and on point with her commentary. Guests are super interesting and fun. And we're going to do one more from Kenya Dueñas. Highly recommend. My favorite podcast by Mala. She has a dope soul and comes off as very understanding. This is the first podcast I have ever really felt represented as a Mexicana in our times. All of her guests are very relevant and relatable gente. Love watching this grow and blow up. Very underrated. Love you, Mala. Love you too. Oh my God. Thank you. You guys are so cute. Thank you to all of my listeners at home who continue to light up and tune in. Thank you to those who send me SpeakPipe messages on our website, locatoraradio.com. Thank you to those that leave reviews on Apple Podcasts. Thank you to those that comment and share my clips and my audiograms on social media. Give me a follow. I'm at @Mala_Munoz. You can also follow our flagship podcast at @Locatora_radio across social platforms. You guys are dope. You are the reason why we continue to podcast and why I continue to light up, write, and record. And I want to keep going. And something that I also love about this podcast is that this podcast is part of a community of potheads who like to get together and smoke in person. And one of the reasons why I wanted to create a podcast for potheads and also this Jokes and Tokes comedy show, like smoke sesh series, is because social media can be so toxic for cannabis content. Like Instagram, TikTok is worse. Things get flagged, things get taken down as community guideline violations if it has images of cannabis or even mentions of cannabis. And it's really annoying and oppressive, and it makes it hard for us to grow our projects and our businesses and our pages when we're working with the plant or adjacent to the plant or around the plant or just having conversations about the plant. So the Instagram can be very toxic for us as creatives, and we get shadow banned and they threaten to take away our accounts. But this is how we connect with y'all. So if we can't use the Instagram and the TikTok because they take things down and we have to speak in code, then the podcast is the natural next place to go where we can speak freely and share our thoughts about cannabis use and this lifestyle and this community and the relevant news surrounding. And the other way to connect is in person, IRL, which is why I've been doing jokes and tokes, because they might take away our pages on Instagram, but they cannot take away our ability to sesh together in person and pass a fucking blunt. Like, we will always have that. So the next jokes and tokes is Sunday, September 25th, 7:30 to 10 at the Artistry Studio Lounge in West Hollywood. It is the only legal consumption lounge in LA. That means you can go to the dispensary, the Artistry in WeHo, you can buy weed, you can order it straight to your table in the lounge and smoke it right there. You can order food to your table and eat it right there. And you can hit the bong bar, the Umo Mota glass free bong bar, and enjoy a comedy show produced and hosted by me. Doesn't that sound like a fucking dream? It's a good ass time. This is a very unique LA experience because, again, like, it's a good ass time. And Jokes and Tokes is like a very unique LA experience at this point because, like I said, it's the only legal consumption lounge. So this is not something that is easily recreated, not with the dispensary right there, not with the selection of weed right there, not with it also having food and it all being legal and it also having me and all the comics that I bring and curate for y'all. So it's a good ass time. I love it. We always have a DJ. Our Umo has been our sponsor, Umo being a Mexican-American owned Salinas raised cannabis company. Shout out Susie Plasencia, aka Susie Greens, for hooking it up. Susie is an Umo brand partner, as well as the founder and co-founder and CEO of Mota Glass, a Latina-owned bong company. So at Jokes and Tokes, we also have our Umo Mota Glass bong bar, and everybody gets free bong rips all night long. They supply the flower, they pack it for you, they clean it, they change your water, they disinfect the whole thing. It's a good ass fucking time. And then I bring a bunch of comics and we get up and we tell our jokes and it's fun. So check out Eventbrite. Make sure you're following me on Instagram for the next one, September 25th, 7:30 to 10. Tell everyone you know and bring them. Now I'm recording. It's August 30th. It's already the end of the summer. I cannot believe it. It's wild. It's beyond comprehension. But the thing is, it's just getting hotter. Like, it's gonna get hotter and hotter and hotter as we go into September. And then eventually it's gonna cool down. But we still have blazing days ahead. So I kind of wanted to do like a little bit of a summer recap. It's been a good summer, been a weird summer, been a comedy summer, been a reality TV summer. After my comedy debut at the Chatterbox, I have started to get booked on more small local shows. I did Idiots United at My Story Tattoo on Fairfax. Shout out to Mario Rodriguez for having me. I performed at Cult Comedy, which is a little show, a weekly show on Fridays at Cafe Tropical on Sunset, produced by Bree Pruitt, Jessica Seely, and Aviva Siegel. Very fun show. I had a great fucking time. Shout out also to Raisa Licea from Spanish Aki Presents. If you don't know them, follow them. They're like a Latinx improv show, and they've been around for some time now. And shout out to Raisa because she booked me on her National Latina Day show. And that was very fun with other Latinas who do character work or improv or stand up. And I did a 5-minute set. I did some stand up. So that was a good time. I have some more shows coming up. I'll be performing at Game Over Comedy on September 16th at the Yard Theater. This is going to be a really, really fun show because, like, what they do is they curate the producers. They curate a selection of VHS tapes and clips and GIFs and reaction content, video content that they play to kind of go along with the comedians, like our sets. And then we react, the crowd reacts, it's a whole thing. So that's going to be a fun time. So that's September 16th at the Yard Theater over here in LA, Game Over Comedy. I have some other shows in September that I don't remember when they're happening, but follow me on Instagram because I post
And then subscribe to our newsletter, because we also send links and flyers out for future events. We also have a party that we're throwing at Resident called Bebe Sota. This is a monthly party. We're doing it twice a month now. So we're going to do one on September 11th called Y2 Slay. Come in your best Y2K looks, girls. And everybody, come in your Y2 Slay gear. Come out. They are selling Juicy Couture at Macy's again. You know, not only the velour tracksuits, but also the sets with like that cottony, that towel material. So they have like the towel sets, the juicy sets. And then they also have the velour sets in different colors. They got like the bubblegum pink. They got the rhinestones on the butt. I'm going to go to Macy's and get myself some. So that's Y2 Slay, September 11th. At Resident DTLA in the Arts District. Check out Eventbrite. Again, follow on Instagram. Subscribe to the newsletter for ticketing. It's going to be super fun. Okay, now more of the summer wrap up. So, you know, when I'm not podcasting, and when I'm not doing stand up, and when I'm not doing Bebe Sota and the parties this summer, of course, I'm smoking lots of sativas, smoking lots of hybrids. I'm sucking on a stizzy. Like, I'm experimenting with being a stizzy girl because it's just super convenient. And like, don't hate me. Don't like drive me out of town. Like, don't stone me in the town square. But I'm kind of digging it, just because it can be so hard to like light up sometimes when you're running around in the world and like dealing with ash and dealing with the lighter and dealing with the smell and then dealing with the app, you know, it can be a little messy sometimes. And when like work is picking up now again, and like pandemic times continue to shift, and there's more outings and there's more events and there's more occasions and there's more meetings and there's more in-person stuff. So I'm like, I need my quick, easy, on the go, minimal fuss, minimal mess. So this is not a paid ad. Like, this is not an ad for Stizzy. It's really not. I'm just saying, I'm just sharing, I'm just catching up. Like, I'm just vibing with you guys. Like, I'm high, so I'm just having my high thoughts. So that's been one part of the summer that's been a little bit of a transition, because like I've never really been a vape girl. Like, I get gifted vapes, I get sample vapes, I'll vape. Like, if you give me a vape, you hand me a vape, like, I'll suck on a fresh vape. I'll suck that vape dry, you know, like, for sure. I love my flower, prefer my flower, live for my flower, live for my bong, like, live for a good blunt. Really, I do. There's like nothing beats flower. But for a bitch on the go, like, it's doing what it needs to do right now. And well, maybe I won't say this because I don't want you guys to like reverse geolocate me, but I'm just going to say that it has become easier for me to acquire my pods and such more easily. I'm just going to say that. That's all I'm going to say. What else about summer? Of course, a reality TV summer. You guys already know I love my reality TV. Like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I went off and like started doing like, you know, really intense yoga, or like I learned a new language. Honey, I've been watching reality TV, and you know I've been watching 90 Day Fiancé. You know I've been watching In Love with a Mama's Boy. You know I've been watching The Family Chantel, and you know I've been watching Dance Moms. If you follow me on Twitter, I've been tweeting about Abby Lee. I've been tweeting about Dance Moms. I've been tweeting about The Family Chantel. I've been tweeting about 90 Day Fiancé. Maybe not consistently, but definitely sporadically. And I just want to say that I love A Mama's Boy. There is something about that show that makes me feel like each of those men is in cahoots with their mothers. They're like tag teaming with their moms to engage in psychological warfare against their fiancés. Let me explain. If you don't watch this show, it's on Hulu. And what it is it's a reality TV show that follows couples in which one member of the pair is a self-proclaimed, undeniable mama's boy. And they go through each of their lives and scenarios as each of them are navigating relationships and love. And are they getting married? Are they going to have kids? But the one thorn in everyone's side is the suegra, is the mother-in-law. And let me just say that in no uncertain terms, the Latina suegras this season especially are horrifying on 90 Day Fiancé as well as I Love a Mama's Boy. I mean, Pedro Jimeno and his mom on Family Chantel / 90 Day Fiancé, I'm going to get to them in a second, but they really are really setting the standard. There's also Christy and then her man on In Love with a Mama's Boy, where the suegra, Christy's husband's mom, like, is just adamant that one of the grandbabies is not his and is just being an emotional terrorist. And then on the other side of things in the 90 Day universe, like, Pedro's mom, Lydia, is just like something else, out of this world. I don't even want to spoil it for you guys, but for those of you who listen and watch, I want you to know that I want to have this conversation because I feel like there's something about these couples where the men almost like, not just that they want to marry someone like their mom who will take care of them, but it's almost like they know they're supposed to go off and like become, or they feel that they're supposed to go off and get married and start families, or there's some pressure for them to go off and get married and start families. But I think some of them don't actually want to go off and get married and start families, not with these women for whatever reason. And that's fine. But I think what they end up doing is like finding a woman that they like enough, maybe they even love her, and they're sort of like forcing themselves to leave their mother's homes and like get engaged and get married when they don't actually want to. And that's demonstrated by like their behaviors of like pushing these women away, like enabling their mother's like toxicity, and almost like flaming the fires of their mother's bad behavior. Because I think these men ultimately want to stay in their mom's houses. And I think what they're doing is like, oh, well, I'm going to try and go and have a wife. I'm going to go and try and have kids, but I don't actually want it. Like one of those guys too. Oh my God. I wish I could remember these people's names, but you know, I got fucking weed brain. There's another one. I want to say his name is Matt, and he's white, and he's the one who like built a house behind his mom's house, and then his mom like chopped down a tree that was blocking her view of his house and his room, and because she couldn't see like when he had women over. But I almost feel like a lot of these men with these like weird attachments to their mothers who allow their mothers to ruin their relationships, they don't want to leave their mother's houses. They're almost saying, I gave it a try. I tried to marry this woman. It didn't work out. She didn't get along with my mom, so I'm going to divorce her. And now my mom is my number one gal again. Like, I feel like this is all a pump fake. Like, they're trying to make these women think that they're fighting for their love and their futures and their marriages. But all the while, they're just, like, really working with moms to, like, destroy these ladies and have them running and, you know, send them off packing. But the checks from the reality TV shows are such that, like, you could drag on a relationship for a long time, even when there's no money coming in. So now, not only is there money coming in, but there's, like, a certain amount of clout, of fame, of name recognition. It's just 360 fucked up. It's not my favorite. I don't like it. Another couple. Sorry, I'm bouncing around. On In Love with the Mama's Boy, Emily and Shakib, that is, I can't even start with them. I can't even begin with, and then with Shakib's mom, Layla, I die. Now, Emily is not my favorite. I will admit that she has behaved in some strange and erratic ways, like when she like started to destroy Layla's flowers. But I think she was at the end of her rope. And like, here's my deal. I've talked about this on Locatora Radio. People love to be like, oh, that my ex-girlfriend is crazy. My ex-wife is crazy. When there's this active crazy making that takes place, the gaslighting, the bad treatment, the literal psychological warfare, the enabling of practically like emotional and verbal abuse on behalf of the suegras and the mothers, like it's all too much. All too much. All of that to say, they're really making my blood boil, especially, again, going back to Pedro and his mom and his family and the family Chantel. This latest episode, y'all, not going to spoil it, but it's real bad. And they're really going through it. If you're on TikTok, I love TikTok right now because there are women who are on there just so furious at Pedro, as we all should be, because what a sorry sack. And poor Chantel, like she does not deserve this shit. And I love that there are so many people on TikTok who are like, let's go find Pedro's coworker that he definitely cheated on Chantel with. And let's also leave bad reviews on the real estate company where Pedro is employed. Now, I am not an advocate of doxing. I'm not an advocate of putting people's names and info out there like that. Like, that's violent. You can never predict what someone out there is going to do with that information. You cannot control the people that see the stuff that you put out there. So you got to keep that in mind, and would you want someone to do that to you? So I don't condone the doxing. I don't condone it. But I think it's so interesting how, you know, the public will only stand for fuck shit for so long sometimes, right? Like in this particular moment, I see viewers of the show like really going in on Pedro and like his coworker Antonella and then his boss Laura. And they're going after Laura Delgado Real Estate. And this is like not private information because it's literally on the show. You could watch Hulu, tune into TLC and see these women and their faces and their names and their real estate agents. Like, you know, this is out there. But I think it's fascinating because people are just fed up with the way that folks in Pedro's world have treated Chantel. And so they're taking action online. But then when you had a situation like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, where there is this legal precedent where we already know because of past litigation that Johnny Depp has been found responsible of instances of domestic abuse against Amber Heard in the UK, for example. Because this libel case was not the first time that they were in a courtroom. It's been about 6 years that they've been in and out of court and litigation. But even with the previous history of like documented, like legal acknowledgement of Johnny Depp's abuse of Amber Heard, during this libel case, you have folks on TikTok just really disparaging Amber Heard, making her life a living hell, and really swaying the court of public opinion in favor of Johnny Depp, to the point where Amber Heard owes him money. Right. Of course, now it's been a few weeks. The redemption arc is here. People are now seeing, right, more of the documentation from Johnny Depp, the evidence, the discovery that was submitted, his own text messages and voicemails and things of that nature. And the tides are turning yet again. But it always just fascinates me as I watch from my little fucking perch, as I'm smoking my shit, to see like where we get upset, where we see injustice and we want to respond to it, and how it all crumbles. Johnny Depp is somebody who has literally Disney behind him. Disney. Literally Disney, love. You know, like the campaign that was paid for and orchestrated and produced and set into motion, all but guaranteed that Johnny was going to be well taken care of, protected, and even beloved in the public eye, as long as Disney was making sure that they were protecting their little pirate investment. Not to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but I'm just You hoes need to read. I just want to say that. It's like, people need to read. It's not enough to like follow your favorite podcaster or your favorite TikToker and you like them or you like us or you think we're funny or you think we're interesting or we make interesting points. Bitch, read. You need to go read from a reliable source. You need to go read from like the Washington Post or court documents. Read something that a journalist has written, something that has passed journalistic standards. Go turn on the news. You know, like, go subscribe to an outlet where professionals with checks and balances and standards for investigation and reporting are actually working on delivering news. As a podcaster and as a type of influencer and as a comic, there is nothing more important to me than to emphasize that we should not be your source of global information. It's not us. If you are getting your feedback on all things in life from folks on TikTok or Twitter, you are doing it wrong. You are. I'm sorry. And I love you. And I want you to know more things than your favorite influencer knows, you know? And I really respect and love my audience. And I know you guys are doing your due diligence to like learn for yourselves. But I never want to be a Joe Rogan to you guys. Ever. 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 I never want to be an Andrew Tate to you guys. I don't want to be any fucking type of demigod to anybody. I don't want to sit here and be like, I am an activist. I am a source of reliable news. Listen to me for your opinions on things and how you should be behaving. Absolutely not. Never. Never. You know? And that's a lot of what I saw when it came to like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. I saw a lot of people and spoke to a lot of people who were like my peers and contemporaries that I know and like and respect, who very clearly were getting all their information on Depp Heard from TikTok. You know, from like meme content, from like trending TikToks. Which, I'm sorry, but if you've noticed like the state of trending TikToks, the whole point is repeating what other people are doing and saying. It's redoing the thing on your own account with your own face. So much of the Depp Heard was following coverage, if we can call it that, on TikTok, was copy paste TikTok virality shit. You know, very disappointing to see. Glad there's at least some semblance of a redemption arc for Amber Heard, but it's way too little, way too late. And it has created a very dangerous precedent because now you're hearing rumblings of people like Marilyn Manson and Brad Pitt and others who have faced some type of public or legal pushback or call out or repercussion for abuse, for violence. There's been some type of a Me Too moment, if you will. You're hearing now of these men filing libel suits and countersuits and seeking legal action in the wake of the Depp Heard libel decision. And any legal scholar that you speak to or domestic violence advocate, journalist who has been following this case, if you do some actual reading and critical thinking on the matter, there's a lot to be nervous about when things like this happen, because it also reveals to us how easy it is to set off that viral firestorm on a place like TikTok, where there is a certain amount of anti-intellectualism, anti-research. People will put up their TikToks with their little screenshots and that they have hovering over their hands, and it's hovering there for 0.5 seconds. You know, you can't really link that many things on TikTok. TikTok encourages shorter videos over longer videos. And we encourage everybody to speak and to use their voice, and everybody should. But the internet is a hotbed of misinformation. And I've been online long enough to know that you should not stake everything that you feel and believe off of what some bitch is telling you on a podcast or on TikTok. And that's that on that. Remember to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Marihuanera, a podcast for podheads. I hope you loved it. I hope you had a good time. I hope you feel paid attention to. I hope you feel taken care of. Like, I never want my stoners at home to feel neglected or unloved. I want you to know I'm always thinking about you. Even if I don't put out episodes every week, you know, this is a weekly podcast. I just don't always have a weekly episode for you. But the spirit is there every week. And I hope you're smoking, if not every day, as at least as often as you would like to be. We'll say that. So thank you once again for tuning into Marihuanera, a podcast for podheads. I'm your creator and host, La Mera Mera Marihuanera Mala Muñoz. Use my affiliate code Marihuanera P4P for a discount on your next bong purchase from Mota Glass. Head to mota-glass.com and use our affiliate code Marihuanera P4P for a discount on your next bong purchase. You can also head to our Locatora Productions Patreon and become a subscriber at the Marihuanera tier. Right now, I've mostly been posting like my stand-up sets, like full sets, to the Marihuanera Patreon because I really just post like little short clips here and there on social media, but I don't like to post my full set because I don't want to burn out all my material because I'm still a new comic and I don't have that much. I have like a solid, I have at least like 10, maybe 15 minutes. I'm still working on it. So be patient, but if you want to see the journey, if you want to be allowed along for the ride and check out like my process and how my jokes are progressing and how my set is changing, head to the Patreon, Locatora Productions, and subscribe at the Marihuanera tier. Thank you once again. Last Sunday of September, we're back at the Artistry Studio Lounge for another installment of Jokes and Chokes. So come out, light up, laugh out loud. It's going to be a good ass time. Bye.